You're listening to Jerry Agar, News Talk 1010.
A group called Save the Bala Falls has been protesting, and they've been busy doing it for quite some time. A community group that has been working to protect a small town north of Toronto, where for more than 12 years, the Ontario Liberal government has been, they say, trying to force the construction of a hydro generating station.
Taxpayers in Ontario should be furious about this Liberal government's $100 million subsidy to a private developer for yet another ill-conceived, unwanted, and unnecessary hydro project. Bala Muskoka is not a willing host. For over a decade, this community has asked the Liberal government to show how the proposed hydroelectric generating station could be operated safely, but they refuse. The public deserves to know how and if the proposed project could be operated safely and in accordance to the original conditions. Kathleen Wynn, Bala is calling. It's time for you to answer.
Reporting for the Save the Bala Falls group, Mitchell Schneer is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for the opportunity.
I bet a lot of people don't know where Bala is. I don't. Can you locate it on the map for us?
Sure. It's 25 kilometers northwest of Gravenhurst. It's 2 hours north of Toronto.
All right. Now, it's a small community. I've looked at pictures, saw the video. We took that audio from some beautiful little area that people like to come to. You've got some cottages there, people going out along the river. A lot of water flows through that area that impacts Muskoka, et cetera. And it's a great place for the kids to play in the water, et cetera. Are you just worried you're going to lose your view?
No, this is not about the emotional argument. No.
Okay.
This is about public safety. It would be unprecedented. Nobody has ever put a hydroelectric generating station in the middle of an in-water recreational area. And we're just saying, how would you do it safely?
And they won't tell you.
They won't provide the safety plan.
Have they told us why we need to spend $100 million putting a hydro development plan into Bala when we aren't even taking the power off the windmills that we could generate?
This project was started 12 years ago, and it just makes no sense now. And they just say, we can't stop it.
That's all they've told you. Well, I'm going to be cynical here, but I would think, Mitchell, that if they, either the private company or the government or the two of them together, because they're working together, had an actual safety plan that made sense, they'd show it to you.
The environmental assessment process requires that. Negative environmental impacts are supposed to – there's something called the Statement of Environmental Values. There's something called the Environmental Bill of Rights. And the government is making a farce of all this in that they won't show us any of this, and they have to.
And I think one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because I can't actually on the show do every complaint that citizens have around the province, but there's a larger issue here. Rather than you and some fellow cottage owners worried about your trees and your rocks, and that is, I'm not convinced we need the power plant, and you're talking about $100 million taxpayer dollars for a program we may in fact not need.
It's true. It just makes no sense. The power isn't needed. The project would be dangerous. It would ruin the area's economy. It makes no sense. And we can't figure out why the government won't at least take a look at this.
Who is the developer here? Is this a contributor to the Liberal Party?
Apparently he is, yes. It's a company that was formed solely for this purpose. They have no operations, no employees, no staff. They've never built a hydroelectric generating station before, and they just popped up to pursue this opportunity.
Wait a minute. We're going to do a $100 million hydroelectric plant with a guy who's never built one before?
Well, he hires people.
Well, how hard could it be, Mitchell?
He hires people that claim they can do it, but these people make mistakes, and they just won't respond to our questions.
So have you ever... Because you've been aggressive on this for 9 years or something. Have you ever spoken to the Premier?
Yes, I actually have personally met with her a couple of times on this. She knows me. She knows this issue.
Okay, well, she's busy today.
She's got some questions to answer.
She's got some other questions to answer. But if you have talked to her, is it fair to say you're not being ignored?
Well, she just makes evasive statements like it's convoluted.
Uh-huh. Which is a way of saying, Mitchell, you're not smart enough to understand this. It's condescending.
Well, I can come up with the technical answers, but that's true. I don't know the political side.
Okay. But the political side, in fact, should be irrelevant. There shouldn't be a political side. If we need a power plant to be built, we're going to build one. And I think you would acknowledge, Mitchell, you can't put a power plant somewhere and everybody's happy.
It's not the right place for it. And when you ask questions like, what about the economy? The government says, great, we'll make the proponent provide an economic impact study. So they hire somebody, and they come back basically saying it would be a benefit to the community, but they never looked at the negative side. It's like saying, I have a credit card, I have lots of money. Hey, there's a negative side. You have to pay the bill. You have to look at the negatives. And yet they wouldn't look at the negatives. So they come back with a statement saying it would be good. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. You haven't looked at the impact, the negative impacts.
Yeah, well, you're experiencing something that I've talked about with all kinds of things where people are going to stuff public money into a project, whether it's building a sports arena or putting this hydro plant in or whatever they're doing. There's such a thing as a cost-benefit analysis. But what government likes to do is a benefit analysis, and never mind the cost. Just never mind. They won't talk about the downsides. It's very much like the minimum wage discussion that's going on. They'll say, well, it's going to create 15,000 jobs. And the Financial Accountability Office says, yeah, but it's going to cost 65 for a net loss of 50. No, it's going to create 15,000 jobs. Never mind the ones we're going to lose. Can you hang around? You're experiencing the same kind of attitude, is what I'm saying, from the province. Kathleen Wynne has been on the hot seat today for about an hour, and we have a reporter in the courtroom. Check in with him coming up at 10:30.
Toronto's breaking news, traffic, and weather. This is Jerry Agar, News Talk 1010.
Talking with Mitchell Schneer, he's representing a group called Save the Bala Falls. They're at SaveTheBalaFalls.com if you want to see their argument there and video of the area. Bala Falls is near Gravenhurst. And the argument that the group is making is that the Ontario Liberals have hooked up with a supporter to put in a $100 million hydro-generating project at the Bala Falls. And Mitchell has told us here this morning that their argument is not about their view. It's not about, hey, we won't be able to swim there in that little area anymore. That's a part of it, no doubt. But Mitchell is saying there's a safety issue. There's a question as to whether we even need this hydroelectric power. Even a lot of people, Mitchell, thanks for hanging around, who, let's say, are familiar with Muskoka, might not be familiar with this one specific area and realize how much this could affect them. Is that fair to say?
Bala has two things. It has the key to Bala and it has the Bala Falls. The economy is driven. Literally busloads of tourists come to see the Bala Falls. It's been written about in National Geographic, and yet this developer would take 94% of the water and people won't come to see dry rocks where the falls used to be.
Well, and you would be fenced off and not be able necessarily to get to some of the areas that you're able to get to now?
Well, we don't even know what the safety plan would be, where the fences would be. All we know is it's too dangerous to be near it. There's a little bit of public shoreline, and this whole area would be made too dangerous.
All right. Now, you and I talked just before the break about the cost-benefit analysis of a project like this, and the government has done what they always do, which is tout what they say is the benefit side of the ledger and not talked about the cost side of the ledger. What would that be? First of all, let's start narrowly at Bala Falls, and we'll talk about the province and everybody listening in just a moment. But what would be the financial impact to Bala Falls?
Well, the problem is the government goes to a developer and says, we will give you a 40-year, guaranteed, unbreakable contract to buy whatever power you feel like generating, whether we need it or not, whether we can get it cheaply, more cheaply somewhere else or not. And the developer says, sure, a guaranteed income for 40 years, I'll go for it. And that's as far as the government goes.
All right. So if the busloads of tourists stop coming, are there businesses in Bala Falls? Is there an ice cream shop or something?
Absolutely. The beauty of Bala is that it is accessible to anybody. You can come up and park for free. You can have a picnic lunch for free. You can climb down the rocks and you can swim for free. And sure, there are local restaurants and there are stores. It is a tourist-driven economy. And if the people don't come, then the economy dies.
Yes. Now, if we needed the power, you and I would have a different discussion in that then I'd be saying to you, well, then, okay, if it's not in your neighborhood, Mitchell, whose neighborhood should it be in? But I think you make a good case, especially if people have followed what's going on with electricity in this province, that in fact we don't need it. And we already have one company we're paying not to produce electricity.
That's absolutely right. Maybe the power was needed 12 years ago. Last year or so, the Minister of Energy canceled the procurement of additional renewable energy because it isn't needed. The government is negotiating to buy power from Quebec, renewable energy power from Quebec, 100 times what this proposed station would produce. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, but I bet you know what? You don't have a chance unless you can hold the thing off until the next election and hope somebody else wins. Have you talked to Patrick Brown?
We are working at talking to his office. We think there's a great story here about that.
And they haven't talked to you?
Not so far. We're trying to get through to them.
So the PCs. How about the NDP? Has Andrea Horvath talked to you?
We have talked with some MPPs, but no, we have not been able to get through to them, no.
Okay. Well, that must be frustrating then, because you don't know what the opposition would do. You don't know who to vote for.
Well, the problem is the election is a bit off. While the proponent has been pursuing this for 12 years, they are starting work now, and it's not worth focusing on 6 months from now. We're focusing on sooner than what the NDP could do or the PCs could do in the next election.
All right. But what if they've already made a contract with this guy, maybe it's too late for everybody, including another party if they won the election.
We have shown both the Ministry of the Environment and the Ministry of Natural Resources how they could cancel without cost or penalty because the proponent does not have all their approvals. We don't need a cancellation. We just need the government not to give any more approvals.
All right. Here is Jeffrey from Orillia. Jeffrey?
I really became involved with the power situation because Orillia happens to produce all its own power. We have three hydroelectric power plants that are, and the one I want to talk about specifically is on the Swift. It's called Swift Rapids, and it's at Lock 43 on the Trent Canal system. Anyway, here's the deal. About 8 years ago, it was an exceptionally wet summer. We being Orillia Power Generation, which is a wholly owned company by the city of Orillia, we got a notice from OPG telling us that we had to actually spill water and not generate as much hydroelectric power because of the amount of water that was flowing through the turbines, or else we were going to have to pay a penalty for overproducing green power. So I'm sorry, but for the provincial government to say that there's going to be a guaranteed contract for this guy to and I find it absolutely specious that they want to build a power plant in Bala, which is no more than 45-minute drive from here, when we've got three power plants and they're telling us that we were going to get a penalty for overproducing.
So if we need some more power, we can just call Orillia.
Well, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll keep your number. Thanks very much.
Not a problem.
I wasn't being facetious there. I mean, that's the point here, Mitchell, is apparently we don't need the Bala Falls project.
Well, the bizarre thing is hydroelectric generating stations make the most power in the spring and the fall because that's when there's the most water. That's when the electricity is least needed because nobody's running their furnaces or air conditioners. So that's why this happens. It's the wrong kind of power generation for what Ontario needs.
What kind of power generation do you believe we need?
The
nuclear?
Nuclear is fantastic. That is the right thing. Or you buy more power from Quebec. Or you come up with something where you're not forced to buy power when you don't need it. That just it's a bad business deal.
No, we have a model where we pay Quebec to take our power. That's how that works in Ontario. How would you respond, Mitchell? And Mitchell Sneer is here, and he's representing a group called Save the Bala Falls. You can look them up at savethebalafalls.com. Somebody just wrote in, I don't know who I hate more, these entitled cottage owners or the Wynne government.
We're talking, and that's why I was saying Bala is for anybody. You don't have to own anything. You can drive up for free. You can park for free. There is free public shoreline here, and yet the only public shoreline would be ruined by this project for a private developer.
All right. You seem to believe that the contract can be canceled. I don't think that the Wynne government is in the business of canceling bad contracts because they had the opportunity to get out of a huge chunk of the Samsung contract, and they didn't do it.
There's nothing to get out of here. All they have to do is actually do the environmental assessment. There's questions that are supposed to be answered about how safe would it be. We just want them to get the answers.
The website, again, for the group is Save the Bala. It's Bala. SaveTheBalaFalls.com. Mitchell Schneer, thanks very much.
Thank you.